B-Pod Studios.
The third and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriot!
You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. How about that intro, Scott? You like that?
I love it.
Love it. You were on fire last week with the Pats and Steelers. I got to say, you called it last Friday. You knew, man. You called that game.
I almost nailed the score. I did almost nail the score. Now I also got to go to CBS and get some Advil for that last minute of that Prince song. My God.
That was crazy. All right, everybody's got their sunglasses. I'm got Scott
oh,
Zolak.
Oh, yeah, where am I? Oh, I got him.
Oh, man. Hey, Football Friday with Scott Zolak brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the CBS coin toss during Sunday's game. Wow. And visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Yeah, so Scott, that was a bigger blowout than even you thought.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Pittsburgh would at least punch one or two in. But I think it's indicative of how good this defense is going forward. And they're only going to get better because they got Kyle Van Noy back this week after having a baby. So he's going to be all fresh and ready to go.
I like it.
I mean, you know, the Patriots generally start out kind of slow. Are you concerned they're starting too good?
No, I think, you know, you go back to preseason and you can just tell something's different this year. Very well coached. Even with the twos and threes, you know, Stidham looked so good early and they were multiple. And it just seems like everybody else is five weeks behind them for some reason.
There's nobody that scares you, right? Is anybody scary
right.
in the AFC?
No, maybe you got the Jets quarterback making out with high school girls. He's got mono.
He's got mono.
Oh, my God.
He does.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Wow.
That's true.
Nobody's...
I had a buddy that had mono. He was literally in bed for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, that's for an adult.
Yeah.
It wears you out.
That's Sam Darnold. We weren't scared of the Jets anyway, but that's that. Miami this weekend, I mean, they're just like, they were pathetic last week, so you can't be too concerned with that.
They're cleaning house, too, and they gave another first-round pick the freedom to go seek a trade elsewhere, and I think Brian Flores is just trying to clean house down there, and they're starting anew.
Yeah.
So you're catching them at the right time, even though it's a house of horrors down there for us.
Right. How about Antonio Brown? You see him playing Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I see him playing. I've seen him playing a lot, feeding him. He's my favorite receiver as a player.
Wow.
Just a dynamic game-breaker, and why you roll the dice with a guy like this, these type of guys. Get multiple chances all the time in this league.
How do you rank him in that right now, present players, as a receiver?
He and Julio Jones, probably. Julio's probably the top guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I say I like Antonio from an explosive point of it, where you can put him on the outside, you put him in a slot, you put him in motion. He returns punts. He returns kicks.
Amazing.
Julio doesn't do that.
Yep.
Julio's 6'5". He's just an outside guy.
Right.
Well, now, how much better is Antonio Brown with Tom Brady throwing him the football?
Ridiculous, huh?
Probably better than Julio Jones.
Look at that.
I'm serious. I mean, if you can accurately get him the ball and get him the ball early, it's what he does after the catch, which makes him better than Jones.
Man, if he gets through this thing, whatever it is, it's just going to be unbelievable. You feeling like that's going to be okay?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's a civil thing.
And, okay.
You know, people get too civilly all the time. And there's more stuff coming out of this today that, hey, they were trying to come to an agreement, you know, for what, the last 2 years. And if you're trying to come to an agreement, that means you're seeking money and want money and you want compensated.
Mm-hmm.
Or else if it wasn't the case, you go and you file a criminal complaint. I mean, I think he's going to be fine.
That's good. Well, let's hope. Because it would be unbelievable if he gets the season.
A heck of a way to start your tenure.
I know.
All right.
That's not a great beginning.
What do you got, LBF?
Okay. So, hello. It is Friday the 13th, and so I was thinking, do you have any weird phobias?
Shark phobia, but that's a summer thing.
Yep.
My dad used to scare the hell out of me.
Okay. What is Scott? What's
what do you
your
mean?
Weird. What's his name?
I do this
by
to
the
my
way.
Kids all the time now. So my dad passed this down to me.
Okay.
So like when that Halloween movie first came out, way back in the day, like that's the original horror flick. That to me was the ultimate with The Shining. So in a dark house, I would think nobody'd be home, and I would go in my room, And I go to turn on the light switch, and there's a hand there. It's my dad's hand.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
What's your dad's name?
Paul.
Paul Zolak was a fun guy. Huh?
Oh, that's awesome. So your dad played tricks on you, and now you're basically jumpy.
And now you're twisted.
He nicknamed himself the King of Spook.
And really?
And another time where I'm laying in bed, and all of a sudden his hand comes up from under the bed, boom, grabs your chest.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I have a friend whose mother would hide under the bed and wait for her to come home from school. And when she would sit down in the bed, she'd grab her ankles.
Oh, my God.
My mother used to hide in the closet and scare my sister when she came home from school.
Oh,
this is a thing, Zoe.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know other people that grab their ankles.
All right.
Hey,
Scott.
Ain't it weird?
All right. Before we go, I want to run this by you. USA Today, top five quarterbacks. Tell me if there's any problem with it. Number five, this is all time, Drew Brees. Number four, Brett Favre. Three, Peyton Manning. Two, Joe Montana. Number one, TB12. Any problem with that top five?
I'd slide Terry Bradshaw in there somewhere. That guy won four Super Bowls.
Right?
I'd take him over Favre. I'd put Brees up there.
There you go.
Nice.
I agree.
You agree with that?
Yes.
All right.
And fun fact that I found out talking to Zoe getting ready here.
Yeah?
He's not afraid of Friday the 13th because Zoe was born on a Friday the 13th.
That makes so much sense now.
There you go. Really does explain a lot.
Scott, normally...
Hey, don't you laugh. Taylor Swift and I have the same birthday.
Taylor Swift. That's adorable that you know it.
You gotta calm down. You gotta calm down.
Your daughter.
Yep. Oh, sure. Blame the daughter.
Scott, give us the score of the game and we'll let you go.
Score of the game, 37-10.
Wow, that close.
Get 10.
That close. All right.
27 points, guys. CNFL.
All right. Great job, Scott. Thank you. We'll see you in the hallways here. He's going to be calling the game Sunday on our sister station, too. That's 98.5 Dub.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.